الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, welcome to our program, The Final Revelation. And the name, it tells everything. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this program, we're going to talk about the beauty of the Holy Quran, the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this topic in this program, we're going to discuss some of the aspects of the Quran, some of the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. What are the blessings of reciting the Holy Quran? But before we start this program, as Amir al-Sunnah, he mentions in his bayans that we should always make good intentions. What intention? Why am I doing this bayan? Why are you watching this program? What intentions, what good intentions can we make? And remember, the more good intentions we have, the more rewards we will gain. Let's make good intention, number one, that we are going to watch this program and I will deliver this bayan only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. That should be our main thing, that whatever we do should be only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not to show in front of people, not to tell people how good we are or how much we have watched the Madani channel. Our intention should be solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make an intention that you will watch this program from the beginning till the end. Try to take notes down and then acting upon the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, pass on from me whatever you know. So whatever we learn in this program, let's make that intention that we will pass this knowledge on to others as well. And this is how, my dear Islam brothers, deen has spread throughout the world. People were listening, they passed that message on to other people. And today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we can see the beauty and the glory of Islam in all four corners of the world. Yes, me and you as well, make this intention that whatever we will learn in this program, we will pass on to our family, our friends, all those people that we know, we will pass this message on to them as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, let's start by reciting and listening to a beautiful narration of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Shu'bul Iman, hadith number 2084, it is quoted, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the beloved and beautiful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recited the Holy Quran, praised Allah Azza wa Jal, recited salawat upon me, and then asked for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, has sought goodness from its source. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. I'm going to be reading out a very beautiful incident, a very faith-enlightening incident. And then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can go on to many other important aspects of the glorious Quran. It's written in Fawaidul Fawad. Imam Nasiruddin Basti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he once became very ill. And his illness was so that he fell into a coma. And his family members and his relatives and his friends, they thought that he's passed away. So they shrouded him and they buried him in the grave. Any all the necessary things happened, his funeral, they shrouded him, gave ghusl to him, and they buried him inside the grave. And when he came round, when he came out of the coma, he found himself, you know, buried inside the grave. And then he remembered one of the beautiful narrations of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in the time of distress, Allah Azza wa Jal would remove his troubles and trouble will turn into relief. And he started reciting Surah Yasin Sharif. And then when he was reading the Surah Yasin Sharif for the 39th time, he could see out of the divine blessing in sight, the kashf that Allah Ta'ala gave him. He could see that someone was trying to dig his grave. It was a shroud thief, a kafan chor, who was trying to dig his grave. And when he recited Surah Yasin Sharif the 40th time, the shroud thief had completely dug open his grave. And Hazrat Sayyidina Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala, he came out of the grave. But when the kafan thief, when the shroud thief saw him, he fainted and he passed away. He died by seeing this. Hazrat Sayyidina Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala, he thought to himself that if I go back to my family and back to my city, people are going to get scared and people will not believe in him. So what happened? He went around into the street and he started shouting and he started saying these words that I am Nasiruddin Basti. I fell into a coma. You had thought that I was dead and buried me, but I am alive. After that incident, Imam Nasiruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote a commentary of the glorious Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, what a beautiful incident. And mashallah Azza wa Jal, you know, here we've learned about the blessings of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif. If you recite Surah Yasin Sharif 40 times, Allah Ta'ala will remove the problems for you. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, these problems will turn into blessings and will turn into relief with the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now my dear Islam brothers, when we are talking about the glorious Quran, the Quran, such a beautiful book of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is known as Kalamullah, the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You know, a Muslim, when he reads the Quran, so many blessings and so many benefits a person receives, the satisfaction of the heart, is it says in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The satisfaction of the heart is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And obviously when someone is reading the Quran, you are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Now if you look, you know, in all in aspects of the Holy Quran, the Quran was revealed upon the best of creation, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the leader of all the angels. It was revealed on the best of all nights, the sacred night for the Muslims, the 27th, or they say Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran about the revelation of the Holy Quran that it was revealed on Laylatul Qadr, the blessed night. And then it was revealed on a very blessed place, the Mount Hira. It is also called Jablun Nur, the mountain of Nur. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islamic brothers, the Quran, the scholars, they say that the Quran is known as the Nuskhai Kimia. Nuskhai Kimia means a prescription for every problem. Now the Quran, in whatever intention a person recites the Holy Quran, if there's any problem you want to be removed, then recite the Holy Quran, inshallah Azza wa Jal, problems will be removed. If someone is ill, recite the Holy Quran, inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of the Holy Quran, these problems will be removed as well. And my dear Islam brothers, the Quran is such a book that a person who reads the Quran, inshallah azawajal, will enter the gardens of paradise. And not only that, the scholars, they mention that the Quran will come in the form of a human inside the grave of a person, of that person who recited the Holy Quran. And inshallah azawajal, the intercession of the Holy Quran will be accepted for that person as well. And the Quran is light. The Quran is nur. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that in the Holy Quran itself. The Quran will be light for that person who recited the Holy Quran. It will be light for him in the world. It will be light for him in the grave. And inshallah azza wa jal, it will be light for him on the day of judgment. And my dear Islam brothers, the Holy Quran, anyone who acts upon the Quran itself, it says that the Quran was sent as a guidance. In the first verses of Surah Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions, Hudal lil Muttaqeen. It is a guidance for those who have piety. Those who are Muttaqoon, it is piety for them. It is taqwa that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that for these people, the people who have piety, taqwa, it is hidayat, it is guidance for them as well. And also, the Quran is guidance for the whole mankind, for the whole of jinns, for the whole of creation. The Quran is a source of guidance. And inshallah azza wa jal, when we talk about the glorious Quran, my dear Islamic brothers, such a beautiful book that even a small child, 4, 5, 6 year old, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, memorized the Holy Quran. And then if you talk about old people, many people when they get old, they think to themselves that their memory is weakened. There are so many, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, huffaz of the Holy Quran, who are 60, 70, and they memorize the Quran 50 years and above. When they were 50, they started to memorize the Quran. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, they have satisfied and they have succeeded in memorizing the Holy Quran. The Quran itself, it talks about the best of being the best of the books. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the Quran was revealed to the best prophet, and the Quran was revealed for the best of the ummah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal, He mentions inside the Holy Quran, Surah Az-Zumur, verse number 23. Allah azza wa jal, He says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitaban mutashabiham matani. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah has sent down the best of books, the Holy Quran, which is consistent throughout, the one with paired statements. And two forms have been stated on its excellence and virtue. Number one, the glorious Quran occupies the most superior position due to its unique literary form of remarkable eloquence. This is not based on poetry, nor on your average public prose and literature. Rather, it is such an unparalleled scripture, completely distinct in style and manner, which makes it a divine text. Many people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who challenged the Quran, and even today that challenge of the Holy Quran is inside the verses of the Holy Quran. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. If you think that you can write anything better than the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has challenged these people inside the Holy Quran. And at the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so many people thought to themselves that they will write something in the challenge of the Holy Quran, yet they all failed. And inshallah azza wa jal, until the day of judgment, no one can be able to challenge the Holy Quran. The second beauty and the virtue and the excellence of the Holy Quran, regarding the superiority of the glorious Quran over its meaning, there is no contradictions in the glorious Quran. And it contains news of past events, information of events still to occur, knowledge of the unseen and hidden, warnings, pledges, divine punishments, and facts about heaven and hell. So the Quran was not only revealed on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for it to be a source of guidance for the Muslims at that time. No, the Quran is a source of guidance for the Muslims who will come until the day of judgment, for the people, for the whole of mankind who will come to this world until the day of judgment. the Quran is a source of guidance for them as well. It is stated in the blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, أَصْدَقُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, the most truthful hadith is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is stated in another blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, that the best hadith is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. He makes dua for the spread of the Quranic education amongst Islamic brothers and sisters, even amongst Madmadani children. Amir al-Sunnat, he makes this dua. Har roz main Quran padhu kaash khudaya. Har roz main Quran padhu kaash khudaya. De Allah tilawat mein mere dil ko laga. And it's such a beautiful dua that Amir al-Sunnat, he makes in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islam brothers, no doubt as a Muslim, the best source of guidance for us, the best source of satisfaction for our hearts is the Quran. And the Quran, such a beautiful book that has never been revealed to any other Prophet of Allah, but apart from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he being the leader of all the prophets, and the Quran being the leader and the king of all the books that have been revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And on this above two hadiths that we've heard, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he states that this hadith means a talk or statement. Therefore, according to this meaning, the glorious Quran is also a hadith and talk of people as well. But as a terminology, only the blessed sayings and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are called hadith. Here the word hadith, in its literary sense, it means the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, is superior to all other scriptures and books, as Allah Azza wa Jal himself is to his creation. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, there are many ways of recognizing the devotion to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should determine how much he loves the glorious Quran, meaning that how much he recites and acts upon it. And Sharah Shifa, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, then he has also devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here we find a beautiful solution. You know, sometimes we say that I love Allah Azza wa Jal, I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And such a beautiful, you know, thing has been told to us that if you love Allah, if you love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, then that love and that devotion will be defined how much you recite the Holy Quran. Let's think to ourselves. We say that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. We love Allah Ta'ala, He was the creator, He is the sustainer, He is the one who gives life and death. We love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a role model. He was sent as such a guide, as such a teacher. But my dear Islamic brothers, all what we say, do we really act upon that as well? And the reason and the thing that has been mentioned by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that you will find out about a person, you look at him, how much he recites the Holy Quran. Let's think to ourselves. How much do we recite the Holy Quran today? You know, we mentioned this many, many times. We say that we want to read the Quran. The Quran is a source of guidance. The Quran is a source so that we can get rid of our problems. You know, the best remedy for our problems is the Quran. The best remedy for all our illnesses, the best medicine for our illnesses is the Quran. But how many times have we read the Quran? When we fall ill, we fall into problems. You know, we have so many tensions. We've got this problem, we've got that problem. What do we do to get rid of all these problems? We read the Quran. Our problems will be removed. Just like that first incident I talked about, the Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, what did he do? He recited the Holy Quran. Just imagine if we are in such a problem. That was such a problem that he was buried under tons of mud. But yet, he remembered Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Ta'ala helped him. Allah Ta'ala sent help for that person. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, seriously, if there's any problems in our lives, and who doesn't have problems? Every person has some type of a problem. So what is the remedy? What is the cure? Allah Ta'ala has revealed that cure for us. Why do we not open the Quran and read? A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, if I lose anything, I will read the Quran. And the ulama, they say that a person who reads the Quran with devotion, with love, no doubt Allah Ta'ala will shower His mercy and His blessings upon him. To true lovers, nothing is more devotional, excellent and eloquent than the words of their beloved ones. And that is the end of their aims and objectives. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Just imagine reading the Quran, and we know that the Quran is the word of Allah. And you sit down and you are reciting the Quran, you are reading the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, may his shadow remain upon us, has given us Madani Inamat. And these Madani Inamat, these 72 questions for Islamic brothers, 63 questions for Islamic sisters, 40 questions for madrasa students, 92 questions for Jamiatul Madina students, and many, many other people from all walks of life. Why did he prepare these? And one question from Madani Inam, I'm going to read out to you. Question number 21. It says, today, did you recite or listen to at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran from Kanzul Iman with the translation and the commentary? So that, my dear Islam brothers, we too should develop the habit of reciting the glorious Quran along with its translation and commentary with contemplation and understanding. You know, sadly, in our mother tongue is not Arabic. Our mother tongue may be Urdu, our mother tongue may be English, our mother tongue may be any other language. If it's not Arabic, then how do you understand the Quran? The scholars, alhamdulillah, they've done all the hard work for us. They're the ones who've sacrificed their time, their family time. They are the ones who've sacrificed their leisure time. They are the ones who've sacrificed their sleep. They are the ones who've sacrificed their food, their time and everything. And they translated the Quran. And alhamdulillah, today the Quran has been translated into all the major languages that people speak in this world. You will find the Quran in all these languages. And my dear Islam brothers, if you understand Urdu, if you understand English, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Quran has been translated in these languages as well. But seriously, again, that question is going to be asked. How many times have we sat down with the Quran in our hands and started to read? Okay, we might come up with an excuse, I can't read the Quran. Why is it? Ask this question to yourself. Why is it? I can read all the other books, but when it comes to the word of Allah, I cannot read the word of Allah. I cannot read Kalamullah. I cannot read the beautiful book that has been given to the human, the Quran. I can't read the Quran. No, my dear Islam brothers. We should say, I could not read the Quran, but now I have learned the Quran. And alhamdulillah, so then Dawat-e-Islami has made things so easy for us. Dawat-e-Islami has given us Madrasatul Madina Balighan, Madrasatul Madina for adults. If you don't know how to read the Quran, go and visit Faizan-e-Madina, speak to an Islamic brother. If it's Islamic sister, speak to an Islamic sister. Tell them that you wish to learn the Quran. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will teach you the Quran free of charge. They won't even charge you money as well. Today people are paying 25, 30 pounds per hour to educate themselves or their children in worldly education. What about the religious education? Are we so far away from the deen today? Have we gone so far away from the remembrance of Allah, from the mercy of Allah, that we can't sacrifice some time to learn the Quran? Are we so busy in this world, running after the wealth of this world, that we have forgotten the true guidance, we have forgotten the true path, the Sirat-e-Mustaqim? Are we too busy earning the wealth of this world that will finish one day? Are we too busy that we are earning the wealth of this world and we have forgotten our grave, our hereafter? We've forgotten that we are going to die one day? Where are we going? What's happened to us? This is not how we should be living our lives. You are not busy. You are making yourself busy. You are making yourself look busy. You are not busy. This is what the shaitan has instilled in our minds. But my dear Islamic brothers, the Quran tells us who the shaitan is. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. No doubt the shaitan is your open enemy. Why are we listening to the shaitan? Why are we not reading the Quran and getting this guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal? And this guidance is open to everyone. This guidance is open for everyone who wishes to come close to Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, come. Come close. Come in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And seriously, all our problems, all our illnesses, there is only one source, the major source that will remove our problems. And that source is the glorious Quran. Come please, come forward and read the Quran. Come and see what the Quran has to offer you. This is not a book that we can pick and choose. I guarantee you, even those who cannot read the Quran, listen to the Quran. There is so much information out there. There are so many people out there who will be reading the Quran to you. There are so many, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Maktabatul Madina has published many DVDs, many CDs of the glorious Quran. Buy them from Maktabatul Madina. And think to yourself, even today, Alhamdulillah, doctors and all these practitioners, they also say that to relieve a person from illness, the Quran is the best form of remedy. Take this remedy for yourself and for your future. And think to yourself, we are destined to die one day. We are destined to be buried inside that dark grave. Maybe there will be no one there to open the grave for us. It's time. Come, my dear Islam brothers, come close. Come and read the final revelation. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings and mercy upon us. Until next time, please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.